21st parak of Kelim, second Mishnah. We're talking about a kli which is made up of different parts. If you touch one, is it considered a touch the whole thing? So nageh ba oil, someone touches a yoke. Ubekoltov, a koltov is on the sides of the yoke. There were two pieces of wood that you would put on the sides of the neck of the animal to keep its neck in place. Ba'ayin is a piece of cloth that they would wrap around the neck where the yoke would be on it. Ba'avis is a stick of wood that would come out of the plow and go would be connected to this oil, to this yoke. Fibashas malacha tahoy. All these things do not necessarily have to be used together, and therefore they're considered independent kelim, and you touch one, it's not automatically mitar the other ones. Bacherev, the bayrach. Cherev is the blade that would go into the ground to plow the ground. And the bayrach is a piece of wood that will be stuck into the blade. It would be yotzel. Yotzel is a piece of wood which a little bit higher up on that part where the blade was, which the person would hold on to, that is tummy, because b'kitzer, that piece of metal on the bottom plus the wood jutting out of it is all considered one kli. It's like a handle of a kli to direct the direction of the kli when you're using it. The angel mateches, a ring of metal. Some wood on the side of the yoke. The iroyim. Some other type of kli that was part of this yoke. Tame. Once again, these are, we don't know clearly what these things are, but the bottom line of all these things are, if it was used as one unit, then it's tame, and if it's things that happen to be connected, it didn't necessarily have to be used as one unit. You can say separate kelim. Rabbi Yehuda Mitar v'chayayim she'en masuim el rabbi se'ofer. This, he says this l'chayayim was not an essential part of this plowing instrument, and therefore it is not considered part of the plow itself. If you touch the plow, that's not tame.